60 Minutes in the programme. We'll be talking to Tom Boland of the Higher Education Authority about a report out today which shows, and I've mentioned this already, big differences in access to third level education, as low as 1 in 5 or even lower in some parts of Dublin, as many as 99 in 100 in other parts of Dublin going to college, and what the authority proposes to do about that. Also, George Lee will be talking to us about beef, and we'll be interviewing the winning Rose of Tralee.
But the time is a minute past eight on Wednesday, the 20th of August. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Cathal McQuillia and Christopher McKevitt.
The news headlines. A man has been shot dead in Saggart in County Dublin. Farmers have expressed outrage about the prospect of another cut in the price they get for beef. The UN is beginning one of its biggest aid operations for refugees in Iraq. And Maria Walsh, representing Philadelphia, was crowned Rose of Tralee last night. The news in full from Brian Jennings.
A man in his 40s has been killed in a gun attack in Saggart in southwest County Dublin. Gardaí were alerted to the shooting at Boher Boy shortly after 11 o'clock last night. The man was shot a number of times in the upper body. He was brought to hospital, where he was pronounced dead shortly after midnight. The man had been known to Gardaí. British retailers are planning to further change the specifications of the beef they're willing to buy, a move that would reduce farm incomes in Ireland. At a meeting of farmers in Navan and County Meath last night, Padraig Brown, the group procurement director of the Dunbia Meat Group, said some retailers were lowering yet again the age limit they had imposed for bull calf beef. The IFA said it would be impossible for Irish farmers to meet such specifications. Our agriculture and environment correspondent, George Lee.
The meeting of farmers held in Navan was the first of four regional IFA meetings about the deteriorating beef crisis, which has seen the price that farmers get for their beef cut by about €200 per animal compared with last year. A lot of anger and frustration was expressed from the floor, and attempts were made by some to prevent a representative from the beef industry from speaking at all. When Padraig Brown, the group procurement director of the meat group Dunbia, finally did get to speak, his message to farmers was far from reassuring. He explained that some of the main British retailers who buy Irish beef are now looking to introduce even more rigorous specifications for the beef that they buy, and that some have already imposed an even lower age limit than the age limit they imposed last October, which triggered the beef crisis in the first place. Certain retailers, he said, have lowered the age limit to 14 months for bull beef in some cases and to as low as 12 months old in others. When it was put to him by the IFA president Eddie Downey that a 14-month-old age limit for bull beef was a nonsense and that Irish farmers could not have a grass-fed animal ready by that stage, Mr. Brown said that other people in the UK are already doing it. He added that the trouble that beef farmers are now suffering is the direct result of the fallout from the horsemeat scandal of 18 months ago.
The United Nations begins one of its biggest aid operations for refugees in Iraq today. Tents and other goods will be sent to the Kurdish city of Erbil for more than 500,000 people displaced by fighting in northern Iraq. The Iraqi ambassador to the United States, Luqman Feili, has said the outcome of the fight against the Islamic State militants would have repercussions throughout the Middle East. Palestinian officials have said that seven members of a family, including a woman and three children, have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City. It's also reported that a senior Hamas militant, Mohammed Daif, has been targeted by one of the Israeli attacks. Local media said that his wife and two-year-old daughter had been killed. Hamas has said it has fired dozens of rockets at Iraq. Some of the rockets were shot down by Israel's defence system, known as Iron Dome. No casualties have been reported. The hostilities followed the breakdown of peace talks in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Police in St. Louis, Missouri, have given more details about the killing of a man by one of their officers yesterday. The shooting happened 10 days after the killing, also by a police officer, of Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager in the suburb of Ferguson. A spokesman for St. Louis Metropolitan Police said they shot at a 23-year-old black man yesterday after he had threatened officers with a knife. Two officers opened fire again after he refused repeated orders to drop his weapon. The St. Louis police chief, Sam Dotson, defended the actions of his officers.
I think officer safety is the number one issue. So if somebody approaches you within 3 feet with a knife, I think you have the right to defend yourself and protect yourself. I think it certainly is reasonable that an officer has an expectation to go home at the end of the night. I think we can all understand what's going on in Ferguson, but I think every police officer that's out here has a right to defend themselves and the community.
Liberia has imposed a nighttime curfew and quarantined two areas of the capital, Monrovia, in an attempt to contain the deadly Ebola outbreak. The Liberian government yesterday said 17 suspected Ebola patients who fled a health centre in Monrovia when it was attacked at the weekend had been found. Ordinary rubber bands could be transformed into wearable sensors for monitoring blood pressure, joint movement and blood glucose, as a result of a discovery by researchers at the Amber Materials Centre at Trinity College Dublin. The method involves adding graphene to the rubber bands, the first time this has ever been achieved anywhere in the world. Our science and technology correspondent, Will Goodbody.
Dubbed a wonder material, graphene is made from a single flat layer of carbon atoms. It's super strong, flexible and conductive, and scientists believe it will in future be used to make all sorts of products, from flexible mobile phones to lighter aeroplanes. But researchers at the Amber Materials Science Centre and the School of Physics at Trinity College Dublin have found another use. In a paper published in the journal ACS Nano, they describe how adding graphene to shop-bought rubber bands can transform them into wearable sensors. The world-first technique makes the rubber conduct electricity without degrading its mechanical properties. As the stretching of the bands strongly affects the flow of electrical current, the bands can sense tiny movements, like a pulse when attached to clothing, for example. The scientists say the discovery will lead to multiple uses in areas like healthcare, the automotive industry and robotics.
Maria Walsh, representing Philadelphia, was crowned the Rose of Tralee last night. Ms. Walsh, a native of Boston, Massachusetts, moved to Philadelphia 3 years ago. She studied journalism and visual media in Dublin and graduated in 2009. She was chosen from 32 finalists. The presenter, Dahi O'Shea, announced the winner following two nights of interviews at the Dome in Tralee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2014 International Rose of Tralee is... Philadelphia!
Now the time is exactly 8 minutes past 8.